Well, if there's one key economic issue in Australia at the moment, it is jobs and wages. Data released last week shows Australia's labour market remains solid, although a small rise in unemployment has analysts warning that this may be as good as it gets. Economists are hanging on the jobs numbers each month as the key determinant of whether the Reserve Bank will cut interest rates this year. Michael Yander is our regular Monday finance commentator. Welcome back to Breakfast.
Good morning, Lisa.
So, Michael, if we dig into the detail of the March jobs figures, what do they tell us about the state of Australia's economy?
Look, the unemployment rate edged up from 4.9 to 5%, but that's still around the lowest unemployment rate over the past 8 years. And the best news in the figures is that the rise in unemployment was mainly caused by more people looking for work. So 43,000 more people were either in work or looking for it, pushing the participation rate up to 65.7%. And that meant the 26,000 jobs added last month weren't enough to soak up the extra job seekers. So that's why unemployment edged up. The other bit of good news is that full-time work increased by more than 48,000, while it was part-time jobs that were lost. So that's positive. And that continues a recent trend towards full-time work. In fact, over the past year, part-time work's grown just 0.4% versus 3.4% growth in full-time jobs. So very strong full-time growth, full-time work growth. But RBC's chief economist in Australia, Su Lin Ong, told The Business that she thinks the 4.9% unemployment rate we had earlier this year is about as good as things will get.
When you look at the labour market as a whole, when you look across all the indicators in the labour force survey, you are still looking at a reasonably healthy labour market. I think, though, if you try and be a bit more forward-looking, the employment leading indicators are a bit mixed in terms of the vacancy data. We know as well that growth has eased quite substantially and likely to remain sub-trend for much of the next 12 to 18 months. And at some point, this labour market is going to weaken.
That's RBC's Su Lin Ong, and this is highlighted this weakening in data from employment website Seek, which shows that job ads on its platform are down almost 5% over the past year. Now, the worst occupations to be looking for work in are all property-related. Architects, real estate and construction all down around 20% or more, coming off, of course, the biggest property boom Australia's had in its recent history. Government and defence, healthcare, education and community services, on the other hand, are the sectors where you want to be looking for work.
Where does journalism come in? Don't go there. What does it mean for interest rates, Michael? That's what everyone wants to know, don't they?
Well, in part. And the RBA has said that rising unemployment, so if those job ads, the fall in job ads translate into a rise in unemployment, that would potentially trigger an interest rate cut. How high that unemployment rate has to rise before the RBA pulls the trigger isn't clear, but many economists expect it to happen over the next 6 months. Su Lin Ong believes the old economist adage that rate cuts are like cockroaches. There's always more than one.
It's unlikely that the RBA will deliver only one cut if it does decide to move. We think that the RBA will be pushed into delivering two cuts this year in August and November. And that's around the time where we expect the labour market to soften on a more sustained basis.
RBC Su Lin Ong. And of course, jobs aren't the only determinant in interest rates. Inflation is a key objective in the Reserve Bank's mandate. It also happens to be the only major economic data out in Australia this week on Wednesday. Economists are generally expecting a quarterly reading of just 0.2%, with the annual rate of consumer price growth at just 1.5%. That's well below the RBA's 2 to 3% band. So inflation doesn't look like it will be a barrier to an interest rate cut if unemployment rises.
So, Michael, going back to jobs for a minute, one of the Australia's leading business groups is calling for a freeze on any industrial relations changes until the new Senate takes place on July the 1st. What's that about?
Yeah, the Australian Industry Group has taken a pretty unusual step of sending a 14-page letter to the current Senate crossbenchers, urging them to do nothing on industrial relations for the rest of their terms until June 30. To be honest, it's a bit of a stretch to get much through the parliament before the new Senate takes office anyway, given that the election's only on May 18, and by the time the lower house gets sworn in, there won't be much period before that new Senate comes in. The AI group is concerned that an incoming Labor government, if it did win, might hurry through some of its proposed changes before the new Senate comes into office. A key among those is the reversal of the Fair Work Commission's penalty rate cuts. There's support from Centre Alliance and the Greens, of course, to reversing those penalty rate cuts if Labor won office, and that puts it pretty close to getting it through the current Senate. Who knows what the new Senate makeup will be. The AI group is also concerned about potential criminal penalties for severe workplace law breaches, which is something being put forward potentially by both major parties. Industry-wide bargaining and the abolition of the Building and Construction Commission, policies that the Labor Party's taking to the election, are also areas of concern for the employer group.
And of course, you touched on the weekend penalty rates there. This 10-day Easter Anzac Day weekend period's highlighting the effect of reduced penalties, isn't it?
That's right. The Centre for Future Work has estimated that employees in retail, hospitality, accommodation and pharmacies are losing about $16 million for each public holiday and $8 million on Sundays because of those penalty rate cuts. That adds up to $80 million over this 10-day Easter Anzac Day weekend holiday period that many people are taking. And it says that this would rise to more than $100 million once the further cuts in penalty rates are phased in by July 2020 if we had a similar holiday period again.
Well, you definitely feel it if you've got your smashed avo on toast, because those charges are passed on to the consumer. Of course, there's no market action today. It's a public holiday, Easter Monday. But what can we expect when traders return tomorrow?
The ASX SPY 200 futures were up 0.4% the last time they traded at the end of last week, so things are looking positive so far. But the US markets are trading tonight. There is no Easter Monday holiday in the US, so we will get a lead from the US stock market. And earnings season is getting into full swing over there, so that's likely to direct the market. In fact, 155 major companies representing over $9 trillion of market value are reporting this week. So big moves coming out of the US stock market.
Thank you very much. The ABC Senior Digital Business Reporter, Michael Yander there, and you can keep up to date with the latest financial news analysis on the ABC News Business webpage.